So here's what you'd call a smart politician taking a position that's not likely to make him any enemies.
I am a big, big fan of the Pope.
Senator Bernie Sanders on MSNBC today telling the world that not only is he a big fan, but he is putting his campaign on hold to fly over to the Vatican to get some quality time with Pope Francis. It may sound like a cheap Sanders stunt, but the Pope invited him.
Obviously, there are areas where we disagree on women's rights or gay rights, but he has played an unbelievable role of injecting a moral consequence into the economy. And here's what he is saying. You know, people think Bernie Sanders is radical. Mm-mm. Read what the Pope is writing.
Senator Sanders will attend a conference on social, economic, and environmental issues. The other issue is a 74-year-old Jew from Brooklyn calling for a political revolution and running for the U.S. presidency, meeting a 79-year-old pontiff from Buenos Aires, Argentina, calling for a quiet revolution. Todd Zwillick is Takeaway Washington correspondent. And Todd, our guest a moment ago said the Pope is, quote, more concerned with being a pastor. I don't see him trying to get the church to be a powerful player on the world stage. Sanders is not going to get any pastoring from Francis. What's the Pope trying to pull here?
Well, Sanders is going to get a fantastic platform and a really great visual. If I can be completely politically crass about it, the optics of this are phenomenal for Bernie Sanders. What does it mean in terms of votes, in terms of the 7.6 million Catholics in New York State? Who knows? Impossible to know. This isn't an endorsement from Pope Francis, although maybe it is of a kind. How many votes does that move? Really almost impossible to tell, but remarkable how quickly Bernie Sanders enthusiastically accepted that invitation, coming right before the votes next week on April 19th in the crucial New York Democratic primary between him and Hillary Clinton. 247 delegates at stake, and Bernie Sanders needs to play major catch-up. So it's significant that he's putting things on hold. Let me rephrase that. He's not putting things on hold. This is a big benefit to him.
The thing is, though, if you're a pope, all right, and you're on the world stage and you understand that your influence is significant, I mean, you can't invite every candidate, okay, and show that sort of like even-handedness, right? There's no precedent for something like that, correct?
Right. No, there isn't.
So what is special about Sanders here that would motivate the Pope to do this now?
I think it's confluence of message, and I think you heard Bernie Sanders himself speak to it. You think Bernie Sanders is radical? Read what the Pope has been writing. It appears, look, what the Pope is really trying to do here is take advantage of Bernie, just like Bernie is taking advantage of the Pope here as a way to amplify the message. Is he making an endorsement vote for Bernie? Of course not. He can't do that. But it's also not the first time that Francis has weighed in on the American political scene, John. It was back in February when Donald Trump was talking about building walls and keeping immigrants out that the Pope said a person who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not a Christian. He took a shot at Donald Trump. So I think that's part of what the Pope is doing here. And I do think it's remarkable when you talk about the Jew from Brooklyn kind of joining forces in a way with the Catholic Pope in the Vatican. You know, there was a time when the main cut against John F. Kennedy getting the Democratic nomination in this country was that a Catholic Pope would take instructions from the Catholic King in Rome and that the United States presidency wouldn't be independent of Rome. So it's, I don't think anybody thinks a President Bernie Sanders would take orders from Rome, but it's a pretty remarkable shift.
Well, this is shows how much has changed since 1960. JFK would never have accepted this kind of an invitation from Pope John. Here, Bernie Sanders accepts this. Maybe it's the fact that the Pope read the Daily News interview with Bernie Sanders and is actually going to tell him how he would make the banks smaller, since Bernie Sanders didn't have much of an answer.
You're talking about a meeting with the editorial board of the Daily News in New York, where Bernie was asked about some of the specifics of his rhetoric about breaking up banks, about going tough on Wall Street, and he really lacked some of the details. That was a huge opportunity for Hillary Clinton's campaign to pounce on Bernie Sanders and his preparedness for the presidency. It's led to some other ugliness between them. But you know, John, there is one last thing here. As much of an advantage as this is for Bernie, and it is, even this is more complicated than it seems behind the scenes. The head of that very conference in the Vatican that Bernie Sanders is attending has taken to the news wires today. Her name is Margaret Archer, and accused Bernie Sanders himself of monumental discourtesy behind this whole thing. She says that Bernie Sanders is the one who lobbied the Vatican for this invitation and then turned it political for his own purposes. She says Sanders made the first move for obvious reasons, and she's mad about it. So, John, even this wonderful optical moment for Bernie Sanders covered with a little bit of mud as well.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Have a great weekend, Todd.
You too, John.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.